Joshua chapter 22. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have also obeyed everything I have commanded you. You have not abandoned your brothers all during this time, even to this day, but have been careful to keep the charge of the Lord your God gave you. Now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers, just as he promised them. Now therefore, turn and go to your tents in the land of your possession, that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan River. But be very careful to do the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commandments, to hold tightly to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their homes. Now Joshua had given Bashan to half the tribe of Manasseh, but to the other half Joshua had given land with their brothers on the west side of the Jordan River. When Joshua sent them away to their homes, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return home to your tents with much wealth and with much cattle, silver, gold, bronze, iron, and a lot of clothing. Split up the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." So the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh returned and left the Israelites at Shiloh in the land of Canaan to go to the land of Gilead, their own land, which they had acquired by the Lord's commandment through Moses. When they came to Gelilot, near the Jordan River, in the land of Canaan, the Reubenites and Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh built a very large altar there by the Jordan River. The Israelites heard, "Look, the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh have built an altar at the entrance of the land of Canaan, Gelilot, near the Jordan River, on the west side owned by the Israelites." When the Israelites heard about it, the whole Israelite community gathered together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. The children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. He was accompanied by 10 leaders, one from each of the tribal families of Israel. Every one of them was a family leader of their clan among Israel. They came to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "This is what the whole community of the Lord says. What is this treachery that you have committed against the God of Israel, by turning away from the Lord, by building an altar for yourselves in rebellion against the Lord this day? Was the sin at Peor not bad enough for us? To this day we have not been cleansed from that sin, even though a plague came on the community of the Lord. Yet now you are still turning away from the Lord? If you rebel today against the Lord, tomorrow he will be angry with the whole community of Israel. But now, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the Lord's land, where the Lord's tabernacle is located, and settle down with us. But do not rebel against the Lord, or us, by building another altar besides the sanctioned altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit sin concerning the devoted things? And wrath fell on the whole community of Israel. He was not the only one who died for his sin." Then the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh answered the leaders of the clans of Israel, "The Mighty One, God, the Lord, the Mighty One, God, the Lord, he knows the truth, and may Israel know it also. If it is rebellion or treachery against the Lord, do not spare us today. If we have built an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer on it burnt offerings, grain offerings, or peace offerings, then may the Lord himself punish us. No, we did this because we feared that in the future your children would say to our children, 'What do you have to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? The Lord has made the Jordan River a boundary between us and you, Reubenites and Gadites. You have no portion in the Lord.' So your children might force our children to stop fearing the Lord. Therefore, we thought, 'Let us build an altar, not for a burnt offering or for a sacrifice, but as a memorial between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we may worship the Lord at his sanctuary with burnt offerings, sacrifices, and peace offerings, so that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in the worship of the Lord. Therefore we said, it will be, when they say to us or to our descendants in the future, that we will respond, look, the pattern of the altar of the Lord our fathers made, not for a burnt offering or sacrifice, but as a reminder between us and you. There is no way we want to rebel against the Lord and turn away today from following the Lord, or to build an altar for burnt offering, grain offering, or sacrifice in the place of the altar of the Lord our God that is located at his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the leaders of the community and the leaders of the clans of Israel that were with him heard the defense of the Reubenites, Gadites, and Manassehites, they were satisfied. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the Reubenites, Gadites, and Manassehites, this day we know that the Lord is in the midst of us, because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have rescued the Israelites from the Lord's hand of judgment. Then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the leaders left the Reubenites and Gadites from the land of Gilead, and returned to the land of Canaan, and brought back a report to the Israelites. The matter pleased the Israelites, and they praised God. They said no more about going up against them in war to destroy the land where the Reubenites and Gadites lived. So the Reubenites and Gadites called the altar Witness, for they said, it is a witness between us that the Lord is God.